Do we have Harold on the line yet? Guess not. I don't have a list of everybody that should be on the call, so I need to do that.
Let me see if I can...
I think Steve Crowfoot is also on the call. I don't know if he's on yet.
Okay. Wasn't this just a great call?
Yes, wonderful.
Yes.
The recording somehow is noisy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to need to get started. I know that we need to be off of this by 8:15, and I want to give everybody an opportunity to talk. So we're going to need to get started. I re-listened to Rick's call last night on recording, because it's always so refreshing to hear some of his insight. So last Sunday's call with Rick Murphy, he was asking his team, someone rolling some paper or something. Okay. Anyway, he was asking his team, each of them, to tell a little bit about their last business builder, how they prospected them, recruited them, and really got them started. Where did they find them, how did they prospect them, and how did they recruit them and get them sponsored in? And this is a business builder. This isn't their last wellness consultant, but their last business builder. So that said, who's going to jump forward and talk to us first?
This is Ma Chong. I might as well to get myself a lot of practice in public speaking. Okay. January, humans have been born, I started to looking for a Pilates studio, and I found one closer to me, and I found the owner was very receptive, and so I had appointments with her to tell her about me and the company, and found this company very closer to her idea of wellness. She did want to sign up right away and see what she could do. And then later on, she was involved with her divorce and she couldn't do much. So I told her that I could help you to build it, I would use my time to help you. Is that okay that you continue to be on the line of being a business builder? And she agreed. So after some time that she said that we can sit down and have a good talk about how we're going to proceed with that. Well, we didn't really have much discussion, but it's okay for me to help her. She referred someone who is also a Pilates studio owner who wants to buy water systems. And it was so exciting that I had communicate with this second person of the Pilates studio owner. She went away to study nutrition, and that is very much similar to Charles, Dr. McDougall's learning. Mm-hmm. And person is called Gabriel. She kept referring to Gabriel. Okay. Yesterday, I attended the very first presentation she had after she came back from the nutrition study. And from there, the people who were there, it seems so congenial. And although I couldn't do much with the first Pilates studio, with this second person, since opening up a lot, I have appointments with two of the participants to come and take a look of Nikian. So it is the been part of inpatient and take people where they are, and but along the way I just communicate with them if it is okay to do this, okay to do that, so that they then feel that they are in control.
Mm-hmm.
So I put in the business tutor that way at least once.
So the second Pilates studio, does she understand the power of network marketing?
She was a customer quite several years ago, she said, and she had the white countertop Timex system.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to get into the water again. We have not had time to talk about the a business part.
Okay.
Yesterday, I heard him saying to the participant who came to listen to her. He said that I think that you'll be interested in what I would bring. I am thinking of become a distributor of this line of the nutrition. So from that, I didn't feel that she has the depth about network marketing, building a repetitive, reproductive visual. So she's coming Tuesday, so I will check her out and see her understanding.
You know, something that might really help you, since this person is really interested in nutrition and such, it might really help you to get her on Ruth Yin Win presentation or the RIP presentation. Those are both so awesome about getting the message across of how important autoship is and how much money a person can actually generate. This would probably be a great source of income for these Pilates studios.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us how to get on that, please? What number and time that is or whatever that is?
Well, you go to ybhurton.biz, and that's three W's, and then the letter Y, the letter B, then HURTN.biz. If you go on that, and this is Dennis and Ruth's website, if you go on there and you click on Ruth's presentations and just look around, you will find the calendar. You will find the times, the phone numbers, and everything. And they have something going Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Thank you.
And it's really awesome. And I strongly encourage you to get on those calls.
Yeah, I work on that when she comes and I will show her.
And Molly, I really tap into my upline, really tap into them and draw on their strengths, because they've walked this path before us. So really tap into their strengths, and they'll step up and really help you too.
Well,
that's really awesome.
That is something I had have this privilege of, because he's in Canada, and I have come to attach to Pathfinders.
Yeah.
I go to events more than anybody else. Once in a while, I do call up botanist, who is my immediate husband now. Three-way introduction of the business to my new people.
Yeah. So we need to move along. Who's next? Susan, are you out there?
Yes, I am. the last true business builder that I had, I just bumped into at church, basically. I was watching her with her kids, and they were sort of hanging all over the pews and everything else, and I just had got to know her and took the time to build a relationship first, and then asked if I could share something with her. And it's been a learning process for both of us, because we're both new in network marketing. And we have grown a tremendous amount. She's now a silver with a silver under her. And it's been exciting. So
good.
Was there anything else that I should say?
Well, let's see, how you prospected, how you recruited him. So you asked her just for permission to show her something. Now, when was this?
And then I went over to her house, and since I had, to be very honest, since I'd watched the kids and stuff, I wanted to make sure that without being blunt about how the kids were, letting her know that some of these things were really helpful for kids who had trouble focusing.
Mm-hmm.
And those made tremendous differences in her life for her children. And then, as with all of us, the accompanying health benefits for the entire family, including her pets, have been profound.
Good. Well, and it sounds like...
And she decided... Excuse me, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds to me like you've worked with her and showed her the value of the repetitive income and leveraging your time by using network marketing. Is that correct?
Yes, that's where it was a learning experience for both of us. She was my first real business builder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't quite understand it at that point either. And so we've both learned a tremendous amount. And as we sit down and as you've encouraged people to do, I found a mentor out here and have worked with them and learned a lot and made sure that I've shared that with my person.
So you're all ready to teach a class on it, huh?
No. I have too much to learn.
Well, we all do. Well, thank you. Okay, who's next on the list here?
Hi, Kathy. It's Harold.
Hi, Harold.
I've been listening to you this morning. You're doing an excellent job.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to apologize to the group. Last weekend, we were hiking on the coast, and I didn't have any cell phone coverage, so I missed last week. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about my last big business builder and what I'm doing right now, too, if that's okay.
Okay.
The way I found my last business builder, she was an artist, and I'm an artist also. And I had a backflex in my belt. And she said, is that one of those magnet things? And I said, yes, how do you know about that? And she, many years ago, had been building a fence and working with a big pole sort of thing, and hurt her wrist really badly. And it had hurt for a year. And someone gave her a mini, just a, not a super mini, just a mini. And she put it on her wrist, and a week later, her wrist was well. And so that's how she was sort of introduced to it. But no one said anything about it being a business. And so when she asked me about my back flex and that she wanted a pair of shoe inserts for her husband who was having some foot problems, I asked her if she'd like to buy it wholesale or retail. And she said, I didn't know you could buy it wholesale. And I said, well, yes, you know, this is a business. And she said, well, how do you do the business? And so we explained a little bit. And now she's one of my really top producers. She does between $5,000 and $12,000 every single month. So it's
wow.
nice little income all the time. And she continues to build and build and build. So one of the other things that I'm doing right now, I'd say for the last 5 or 6 months, is I'm expanding my customer base also. I felt I needed more customers on a regular basis, either occasional retail sales of whatever merchandise they might want, and then auto-ship customers. So we've added auto-ship customers. And one of the ways I did that is I approached a retirement home. It's a high-end retirement community, about 250 or so residents there. Very nice. They serve excellent foods there and lots of choices, but they also have classes. So I approached the lady and told her I did classes on wellness and health, and that I wouldn't really be selling things, but I certainly would give the residents the opportunity to know more about my business and about what the products are at the end of each meeting presentation I did, and they said that was fine. And so the last couple I've done, I've done one on diabetes, and that was well received. And then I did this last one this week on osteoporosis and falling, and did a lot of research and did a PowerPoint presentation. It talked about falling and the shoe inserts and osteodents, and I had almost $200 in sales, and I have 3 people on shoe inserts right now that are trying them out, and we're just getting customers that way. So you have to sort of be creative sometimes in figuring out ways to be able to give up information and wind up getting customers. I think the Pilates is an excellent example, sort of the same thing and same idea I have. So from that now, one of the directors has told me that now she and her daughter both have fibromyalgia. So I'm meeting with her on Monday, and we're going to go over some information and give her some good ideas about what she could or couldn't do about helping her and her daughter with fibromyalgia with Nican products.
This is fantastic. I always love hearing what you're doing, and it always gives me so much inspiration and gets my little wheel turning. So I really appreciate this, and I'm real appreciative of the fact, and I'm certain your upline is too, that you had a keen interest and desire to build not only the business side, but your customer base and your auto ship and stuff, because that's what keeps this business running.
Well, it is important, and you know, there are a lot of times when you have, you know, both customers say, you know, I'm going to build a business, but that really never sort of happens. But once you get them on auto ship, they're typically on auto ship for years and years and years because they get results. And so
what I found too, and especially like in myself, you know, I got some initial product, I got on auto ship, and then I started snooping around, you know, through the catalog and what else did we can have. And that, you know, I have a humongous auto ship every month. And it's because I kept snooping around and trying things. And I think everybody in NECAN will tell you, once you get a person on auto ship, it's going to increase.
Oh, it does.
Good job.
people say, you know, $100, but we have AutoShip in my downline that probably will do as much as $1,000 a month.
Yeah. And Harold, what level are you?
I'm a gold.
You're a gold. Awesome.
And I'm tired of it already.
How soon do you think you're going to be moving up?
Last year. Yeah, I'm tired of it, but it's, you know, it's just like any business. It grows in spurts, and we're trying to get a big spurt going right now. So our goal is to be platinum this year, before the end of the year.
Well, from what I'm hearing from your activity, you're going to meet that goal.
Well, we think so, yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Let's see, who else was out there? I know Mary Margaret checked in.
Yes. All I can also just tell you really is what I'm doing now. Tomorrow I have a lunch visit with an acquaintance from church who is, he's a physician's assistant. And I thought I'll, you know, present things to him and ask him for referrals too, because even if it wouldn't be immediately useful in his hospital office sort of situation, I'm betting he'll have some good suggestions. And I also have an appointment this Thursday morning with a chiropractor. I'm just calling them in the Yellow Pages to see if they would be interested in you know, having me be a tool in their toolbox. So that's where I am now.
That's cool. I've noticed with most chiropractors and people in that, you know, in that line of the medical field or health field, they really are interested in helping their people stay healthy and be more proactive. So, and we do have a lot of chiropractors in NECAN. So you're probably going to have some pretty good results.
Yes, I'm hoping and expecting that.
You need to take the word hope out.
You're right.
You know. We were talking about that the other day, and if you say, well, I hope, it means you really don't have faith it's going to happen. So try to get rid of that word hope and try those things.
In fact, I will, instead of try to get rid of the word hope, just get rid of it, huh?
Yeah, get rid of it. Just cross it out of the dictionary.
Good idea.
Okay. Go ahead.
Is this Vance's call?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Denise, I'm supposed to be on the call, but I'm in a conference, and I'm missing Ann Bodak right now, so I'm not going to be on the call. I just got finished listening to Patrick Milsat, so I'm not going to be here, okay?
Okay.
I've chosen a priority, so talk to you later.
Okay. Yeah, I'd probably take Millsap or Ann Bodak over me any day. Okay, so who else is out there?
Steve Kropud.
Oh, thank you. Oh, hi, Steve, sorry.
That's okay.
Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's been a long time since I've sponsored a business builder, so I hesitate to say a whole lot on this particular subject, but what we did with him was just, it was our son, and we just hadn't seen him for 2 years, and when we got together, we put him on a pair of mag steps and gave him a presentation, and as far, you know, a product demonstration, and blew his mind, and put mag steps in his shoes, and away we ran.
Cool. Do you want to come up here and talk to my son and my daughter for me?
You know, it's amazing how you're never a prophet in your own home. So.
That's true. And then on top of all that, my son's an engineer. You have to get through that technical brain of his. So sooner or later, he'll come, you know, they will both come around.
Yep.
So I'm not going to worry about it right now. So, So what are your plans now? Where are you looking for business builders now?
I'm just talking to people wherever I can strike up a conversation.
Okay.
You know, and whether it's on the tracks or whether it's somebody that I called the other day, I called a young man about a problem I was having with my cell phone. And I was frustrated, but I was being really upbeat and happy and go lucky. And as the call ended, he was really helpful. And I said, you know, to keep your business options open. And he said, yeah. And I said, I'll go to this website. And he went to the website, and I got an email from him saying, I liked what I saw. I want more. And I backed off the website stuff for a while, and now I'm just trying to work, you know, just get a little bit of information with people. I used to just throw up on everybody, and I'm trying to be really calm and really, and probably too calm now, but because I don't want to scare them away, but yet I want him to get information. So it's to me, I found it to be a very interesting tightrope to walk, whether you give them too much information or too little information.
You know, it is, and I've swung back and forth myself, and it is. And that's where, you know, I keep pointing people to their upline and to mentors and stuff. Work really close with these people. They'll help you. They've made it. You know, they've already gone through what we've gone through, and they're successful. So draw upon their knowledge whenever you get the chance.
Yeah, we do.
You know, and it's really helpful. I just strongly encourage everybody to get in on these webinars. There's going to be one. Dennis is going to have one starting in about 10 minutes here, 9-10 minutes, and it's Where's the Money? Or Here's the Money, or it's something about Show Me the Money. And it is an awesome webinar. He really shows the compensation, and he shows it in a manner that is a real eye-opener. You know, it's not the dry, you know, if you want to go from silver to gold, you know, and stuff like that. It really is showing the money. I strongly urge people to get in on that and all of the rest of them. So who else is out there?
Just any enough, and you're doing a great job. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody's talking. I ask a quick question, please. This is Harold again.
Hi, Harold.
Anyone know anything about either a booth or a presentation about NECANN in Spokane in the last couple of weeks? Nobody heard anything about it, anything like that. I got a call from a couple who said they had seen a presentation in Spokane over the last couple of weeks and were interested and wanted to buy some products, and so they bought a couple hundred dollars worth of products on Wednesday this week. And I asked them why they didn't buy anything.
Probably would have been the Eagle Expo.
Could have been.
Yeah, they had the Eagle Expo there.
Yeah, that was June
20th. And Terry Lincoln did a wellness preview the evening before it started.
And, who did it?
Terry
Lincoln.
Okay. Well, I asked, you know, did you buy anything there? He said, no, they didn't have anything for sale, which I thought was interesting.
Correct.
Thank you. Whoever did it, thank you very much, because it certainly helped my business. And we're meeting next week to talk about the business side of it now.
Did you say it was a booth, Harold?
I'm sorry?
Did you say it was a booth or just a presentation?
Well, they were doing MagStep strength tests and balance tests and talked about the water, and there were lots of different things they were doing.
No,
so evidently it was a booth.
They have things going on all the time over there. You know, all the time, because Ken Hankins is over there. I mean, everybody's over there. Dave Johnson.
Right.
So they have a lot going on. And I know they just had that, the Eagle Expo. Terry Latham was just there. There's a lot going on. So, yeah, whoever did it, thank you.
Well, you know, we talk about scaring people away, and we introduce the products and we show people stuff and throw up all over them, and they don't do anything. But, you know, everybody gets exposed that way, and I think that stuff comes back around to you from somebody else that was exposed to it several years ago, and now suddenly they're interested again, and you meet them, and they say, yeah, I've heard about that, but I wasn't interested at that time, but now is the time for me. And so that does happen. So
but
I think anytime...
It
happens to everybody, you know. We talk about it. Somebody else is talking about it. We sort of trade places, and then we get customers, and we get business builders from that. So, you know, don't be upset or concerned if somebody walks away from this from you, because somebody else is walking away from somebody else, and eventually they'll run into you, and then you'll have someone new. So it's just a matter of getting enough information out there to a lot of people that they wind up coming back at some point, and we all benefit from that.
We do. It's like planting the seeds.
Right.
Everybody's
exactly.
Planting the seeds and sprinkling a little bit of water and stuff, and you're exactly right. And I think another thing along those lines is don't prejudge.
Oh, yeah.
I did that with my last business builder. I sat there and prejudged and said, oh, they wouldn't be interested. They don't have any money. They don't have this. They don't have that. They're not business material. Well, little did I know when I sat down and talked with them, little did I know that they had been praying about something like this. So don't prejudge.
Well, I found it goes the other way, too. Oh, they wouldn't be interested. They've got lots of money.
Yeah. Yeah. So we only have, like, just a couple more minutes. Any last thoughts? Don't forget Terry or Rick's call coming up on Sunday. It looks like it's going to be really good. I don't have it print out in front of me right now, but it's. I was impressed when I read what it was going to be. So get in on that call. I really appreciate Rick's calls. He gets information out to us really quick, and I just really appreciate that because it really does encourage me in my business. So I strongly encourage that you get in on that and all of the webinars that you can without keeping you away from doing your business. But you guys
Kathy,
are doing awesome.
The Pathfinder call this weekend is going to be the 7 simple things you need to know to make it in this business.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting. Just think, guys, there's only 7 simple things. There's not 100, there's 7. I think
sometimes you can do it with 3.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know Dennis is getting ready to come on, so we should wrap it up.
And will he be on the same number?
Yes.
And all the punch-ins will be the same?
Well, you should, I would hang up and come back in on just the guest code.
The regular
Yeah, the regular code, so you won't mess up his presentation.
Sure. And you've done a wonderful job. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, very good, Kathy. Thank you.
Have an awesome week.
Good job.
Thanks. Let's all go find at least one business builder this week. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.